This is the Sakar Moli of 7th of February, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, practice staying in remembrance whilst sitting, walking, and moving around. This knowledge and yoga are your two main subjects. Yoga means remembrance. Question. Which words would clever children never say? Answer. Clever children would never say, "Teach us yoga." Does one have to learn how to remember one's father? This is a school where you study and then teach others. It isn't that you have to sit down, especially to have remembrance. Even whilst doing things, you have to practice staying in remembrance. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children know that the spiritual father is speaking to you through this chariot. Now, since you are his children, it is wrong to ask the father or any brother or sister to teach you how to sit in remembrance of Baba. You are no longer small children. You know that the spirit is the main thing. It is imperishable, whereas one's body is perishable. The spirit is greater. On the path of ignorance, no one has any knowledge of being a soul, or that a soul speaks through his body. They become body conscious and say, "I am doing this." You are now becoming soul conscious. You know that it is souls that say, "I speak and carry out actions through this body." Souls are male. The father says that he hears these words many times. Teach us how to sit in yoga. They often say this. When you are seated and someone sits in front of you, you and that person have the aim of sitting in remembrance of Baba. This Pathshala is not just for that purpose. This Pathshala is for studying. It isn't that you come here simply to sit in remembrance. The father has explained that while you sit, walk, and move around, you have to remember the father. There is no need for you to be seated, especially in order to have this remembrance. Some people tell others to chant the name of Rama. Is it not possible to remember him without saying the name Rama? You can remember him even while walking and moving around. You have to remember the Father while you carry out actions. Lovers and beloveds do not especially sit down in order to remember each other. You have to do everything and carry on with your business, etc. They remember their beloved while doing everything. It isn't that they go somewhere and sit down, especially to remember each other. When you children sing songs and recite poems, etc., Baba says, that belongs to the path of devotion. They say, "O bestower of peace." Therefore, they must surely be remembering the Supreme Soul and not Sri Krishna. According to the drama, souls have become peaceless, and so they call out to the Father, because he is the ocean of peace, happiness, and this knowledge. The two main things are knowledge and yoga. Yoga means remembrance. Their Hatha Yoga is totally separate from yours, which is called Raja Yoga. You simply have to remember the Father. By coming to know the Father from the Father, you also come to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The greatest happiness you have is that God is teaching you. First of all, you should have the accurate introduction of God. No one knows that just as a soul is a star, so God too is a star, that he is also a soul, but that he is the Supreme Soul. He is called the Supreme Soul. He never takes rebirth. He never comes into the cycle of birth and death, no. He is beyond birth and death. He himself comes and explains how he comes. There is praise of the Trimurti in Bharat. They also show a picture of the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Although they say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva, they have forgotten the Highest on High Father. They have simply kept images of the Trimurti. However, Shiva definitely has to be above them, so that it can be understood that Shiva is their creator. One never receives an inheritance from one's creation. You know that you don't receive any inheritance from Brahma. Vishnu has been shown with a crown of diamonds and jewels. You are made worth a pound from a penny by Shiv Baba. Because there isn't an image of Shiva, everything becomes false. The Highest on High is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and this is his creation. You children are now receiving the inheritance of heaven for 21 births from the Father. When you are there, you will understand that you received your inheritance from your physical father, but you won't know that that reward was attained from the unlimited father. It is now that you know this. Your income of this time lasts you for 21 births. You are unaware of any of this when you are there. You are not aware of any of this knowledge there. Neither deities nor Shudras have this knowledge. Only you Brahmins have this knowledge. This knowledge is spiritual knowledge. No one knows the meaning of spiritual. They speak of a doctor of philosophy. Only the Father is the doctor of spiritual knowledge. The Father is also called the surgeon. Sages and sannyasis are not surgeons. Those who study the Vedas and scriptures, etc., are not called doctors. Although they are given those titles, only the one spiritual father is, in fact, the spiritual surgeon who gives an injection to the spirits. That is devotion. Therefore, you should tell them that doctors of devotion can only give you the knowledge of the scriptures and that there is no benefit in that. You continue to come down, and so how can they be called doctors? Doctors should benefit you. This father is the surgeon of this eternal knowledge. You become ever healthy through the power of yoga. Only you children know this. What do others know? He is called the eternal surgeon. Only the Father has the power to remove all the alloy of vice from souls. Only he can purify them and grant them salvation. Only the one Father is the Almighty, the Purifier. No human being would be called the Almighty. So what is the power that the Father shows? He grants everyone salvation with his own power. He is called the Doctor of Spiritual Knowledge. There are many human beings who are called doctors of philosophy, but there is only one spiritual doctor. The Father now says, consider yourselves to be souls. Remember me, the Father, and become pure. I have come to establish a pure world. So why do you become impure? Become pure. Do not become impure. All of you souls have been given the Father's direction. While living at home with your families, stay as pure as a lotus. By staying pure from birth, you will become the masters of the pure world. You have been committing sins for so many births. So now remember me, and your sins will be burnt away. Pure souls reside in the incorporeal world. No one impure can go there. Your intellects must definitely remember that Baba is teaching us. Would a student ever say, teach me how to remember my teacher? What need is there to teach remembrance? It doesn't matter if no one sits here on the gaddi. You simply have to remember your father. You remain engrossed in your business, etc., throughout the day, and so you forget. This is why you are made to sit here. At least they have remembrance for 10 to 15 minutes. You children need to instill the habit of remembering the Father, even whilst you are doing everything. You meet your beloved after half a cycle. He says, now remember me so that the alloy is removed from you souls and you become the masters of the world. Therefore, why should you not remember him? When the knot is tied between a bride and groom at their wedding, she is told that her husband is her guru, her god, her everything. In spite of that, she still remembers her friends, relatives, and her guru, etc. That remembrance is of bodily beings. This one is the husband of all husbands. You have to remember him. Some say, teach us how to sit in solitude in yoga. But what would happen through that? Even though you may sit here for 10 minutes, do not think that you are sitting in constant remembrance. On the path of devotion, when they sit down to worship someone, their intellects wander a great deal. Those who perform intense devotion are only concerned about being given a vision. They have such a great desire for a vision that they remain sitting there. They become totally lost in the thought of that desire and are thereby given a vision. That is called intense devotion. Their devotion is like the devotion between a lover and beloved who, whilst eating and drinking, keep each other in their intellects. There is no question of vice in that. It is simply love for each other's body, and so they cannot stay without looking at each other. The Father has now explained to you children that your sins will be absolved by remembering him. By remembering the seed, you can remember the whole tree and how you have taken 84 births. This is the tree of the variety of religions. It is only in your intellects that Bharat was previously in the Golden Age and that it is now in the Iron Age. These English words are very good. Their meanings are very good. Souls become like gold and then alloy later enters them. They have now become completely false. They are called iron-aged. The jewellery of iron-aged souls has become likewise. The Father says, I am the purifier. Therefore constantly remember me alone. You have been praying to me, O purifier, come. I come every cycle to teach you the method of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav, that is, how to become the masters of heaven. Some of you say that you have a lot of pleasure in yoga, but not as much in this knowledge. They just have yoga and leave. They only like yoga. They say, I only want peace. Acha, you can remember the Father whilst you are sitting anywhere. By remembering Baba, you will go to the land of peace. There is no question of being taught yoga for that. You just have to remember the Father. There are many who go to their center and sit in remembrance for half an hour or 45 minutes. They just say, let me sit in yoga for a little while. Or they say, Baba has given us a program to sit in yoga. Here Baba says, whilst walking and moving around, stay in remembrance. Still, it is better to sit in remembrance than to have no remembrance at all. Baba does not forbid you to do this. You may sit all night long if you want, but you mustn't instill the habit of only remembering him at night. You have to instill the habit of remembering him even whilst you are doing everything. Only in this do you have to make great effort. Intellects repeatedly run in other directions. On the path of devotion too, their intellects wander off, and so they pinch themselves. He, Baba, is speaking about true devotees. Therefore here too, you should talk to yourself in this way. Why did I not remember Baba? If I do not remember him, how would I become a master of the world? Those lovers and beloveds are trapped in each other's name and form, whereas here you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. I, this soul, am separate from this body. When you enter a body, you have to carry out actions. There are many of you who say that you want to have a vision. What would you have a vision of? That is simply a point. Acha, some say that they want to have a vision of Sri Krishna. There are images of Sri Krishna. You would see that which is non-living in a living form. What benefit is there in that? There is no benefit in having visions. When you souls remember the Father, you become pure. You don't become like Narayan simply by having a vision of Narayan. You know that your aim and objective is to become like Lakshmi or Narayan. However, you cannot become like them without studying. You become clever by studying. First, create your subjects, and you can then become like Lakshmi or Narayan. This does take effort. You must pass with honours so that there is no punishment from Dharamraj. This special child is also with you. He also says, you can go ahead of me very quickly. There is such a burden on Baba. He has to think about so many things throughout the day. I cannot remember Baba as much as you can. At meal times I start to remember him a little and then I forget. Sometimes I think that Baba and I will go for a walk. Then, whilst walking, I forget Baba. this remembrance is a very slippery thing. Remembrance slips away again and again. You have to make great effort in this. Only by having remembrance do souls become pure. If you teach many, you will claim a high status. Those who understand this knowledge very well can claim a good status. So many subjects are created at the exhibitions. Each of you can serve hundreds of thousands of people, and so your stage should be according to that. Once you reach your Karmateet stage, your body will no longer remain here. As you move forward, you will understand that wars will increase, and then many people will continue to come to you. The praise of you will continue to increase. At the end, even the sannyasis will come. They will start remembering the Father. They will play their parts of going to the land of liberation. They will not take this knowledge. However, your message has to reach all souls. Many will continue to hear this through the newspapers. There are so many villages. You have to give the message to everyone there too. You are prophets and messengers. No one but the Father is the purifier. It isn't that the founders of religions purify anyone. Their religions have to expand. Therefore, how could they show anyone the path to return home? The bestower of salvation for all is only the One. You children definitely have to become pure. There are many who do not remain pure. Lust is the greatest enemy. Even good children are brought down by this. Bad vision too is a trace of lust. Lust is a very big devil. The Father says, gain victory over this, and you will become victorious over the world. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Instill the habit of staying in remembrance whilst doing everything. In order to return home with the Father and then become the masters of a pure new world, you definitely do have to become pure. 2. In order to claim a high status, you have to serve many, you have to teach many, become messengers and give this message to everyone. Blessing. May you be an accurate effort maker who experiences total inner happiness and all the powers in the lap of love. Those who are real effort makers do not experience having to work hard or having tiredness, but remain constantly intoxicated in love. Because of being surrendered, even in their thoughts, they experience themselves being made to move by Bapdada, not with the feet of hard work, but moving in the lap of love. Because of experiencing all attainments in the lap of love, they are not just moving, but are constantly continuing to fly in the experience of happiness, inner joy, and all powers. Slogan. When your foundation of faith is firm, you naturally experience your life to be an elevated life. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Unity in diversity. Although there are many countries, many languages and many colours. Although there is diversity, let there be unity in everyone's heart in a practical way, because there is the one Father in everyone's heart, and you are all following the same Srimat. Although you have many languages, the song in your hearts and the language of your hearts are one. Om Shanti.